الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. Anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all his companions and family members. Continuation of the series of the life and the ethics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we're going to address Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam proclaiming the message publicly, and what was the reaction of the disbelievers, the Quraysh leaders, about that when they realized that he's serious about it and he's not going to give up. So it was like an explosion in Mecca, and all the leaders was very annoyed, were very upset about the insistency of Prophet Muhammad in proclaiming the message and calling for the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and telling them about the worship of idols is wrong, and they should change that to worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And that was the destruction of the prestige and the wealth of the Meccan leaders at the time. And this was like, it's a matter of life and death for them to defeat Prophet Muhammad and to get rid of the message from the beginning. So they used several ways. First, they tried to see the influence of his uncle Abu Talib, and they went to him and they expressed how displeased and how angry they are with what his nephew Prophet Muhammad is doing. So Abu Talib talked to them nicely and he explained that to Prophet Muhammad, and he knew that his nephew is not going to give up the message, whatever going to happen. And the Prophet Muhammad was receiving the incoming pilgrimages to announce the new message of Islam to them. And the counterpart from the disbelievers was to follow him and talk to the people who talk to them and tell them that he's lying, don't believe him. And of course, that was big difference between the words of the Prophet to the people who were coming from outside Mecca and the words of Abu Lahab, for instance, when they tried to just tell them he's lying, he's not saying anything truth. So they didn't know how to counterpart to the Prophet, since he is always eloquent in his speech to the people, and he gaining more followers day after day. And most of them, yes, from the weak people in the first 3 years, but they are increasing. And even at one point, when he was praying around the Kaaba, he started publicly telling the people, but his followers secretly learning about Islam. And that was his advice for them. Publicly announcing the new religion and secretly teaching the followers about Islam, because they know that what the disbelievers are going to do to them. So they thought about how to tell the people about him. Is he a magician? Is he a poet? Is he crazy? What? So they thought about all the options, but eventually after one of them, the leader of them, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, told them that the best thing is to say he's a magician. With his words, he captured the minds of the people. But then when he reciting the Quran, the people will not believe that he is a magician. This word's coming from a source that no magic can do or bring over. And even some of them, they travel far. Even one of his cousins traveled far to learn about the wisdom from other nations, and they came back and following him, following Prophet Muhammad, and whenever he said Quran, he tried to say something from what he learned, and of course, that did not last. So the Abu Lahab was one of the most enemies person. He was his uncle to the Prophet Muhammad, and to the extent that he was trying to hurt the Prophet Muhammad several times. And one time he did ask the people in Mecca that he's going to kill him by having a huge piece of rock and just to throw to him and kill him, and nobody will ask him anything after that. But the people tell him, go ahead, do what you can do. And here's Abu Lahab will come back terrified with his rock and fallen, stumbling upon himself, and say, what happened to you, Abu Lahab? He said, when I approached Muhammad while he is praying, I saw a huge camel and it was about to eat me. And when the companion asked the Prophet Muhammad about that, he said, this was Jibreel, and if he would get closer to me, yes, it would be the end for him. So it was not just the torturing. Even they throw rocks in his way, they throw even dirt in his way, and even they put cloth around his neck and try to kill him, Prophet Muhammad. And Prophet Muhammad will not defend himself. He will not ask to do any fighting back and until that time. And his Abu Bakr will come out and try to help Prophet Muhammad out away from the disbelievers when he was trying to hurt him that much. So that was about the Prophet Muhammad, other ways that he even the were to, like Abu Lahab and his wife, was doing more hurt to him and asking the young people to do more torturing to the Prophet. And the Prophet Muhammad was not respond any violently except with prayers. One of his cousin, who is the son of Abu Lahab, he spit on the Prophet Muhammad. So Prophet Muhammad supplicate on him for one of the dogs to get rid of him, to take care of him. And that was when Abu Lahab heard that prayer, he knew that his son going to get killed. Because he knew that the honesty and the sincerity and the truthfulness of the Prophet Muhammad. And this son of Abu Lahab, he went into a trip, and he was, the Abu Lahab was telling everybody in the group to be careful, because he's afraid that his son going to get killed during this trip. And while he was in the trip, the group was sitting, but a lion came and specifically went to that son of Abu Lahab and killed him on the spot in front of everybody. That's how the prayer of Prophet Muhammad would come true, and other prayers too. And they were, if and any time the Prophet Muhammad supplicated against anyone, they knew this is going to happen on the spot or immediately. So, but still, they knew he's truthful, but still they are continuing in defending him or actually trying to get rid of him by any means. Reached the point that even Umar ibn al-Khattab, he was a very strong and very rough person before Islam, and also he was get tired of all this, and he one time he thought that he would go just to kill Prophet Muhammad right away. And while he's in the way, somebody met him and told him, "Where are you going, Umar?" He said, "I'm going to kill Muhammad." Then he told him, "Before that, go and see your sister and her husband." They became Muslims. So he was very angry and went, instead of going to Prophet Muhammad, he went to his sister. And he, when he got closer, he heard somebody reciting Quran. And when he went inside, he pushed the door and went inside and asked, what I hear here? They said, "We're just talking." They said, "No, I heard that you became Muslims." I said, she told him, "Yes, what if you know that what you believe is wrong and what we believe is right?" And her husband also took the same way. So Umar ibn Khattab hit the husband of his sister and hit his sister to the extent that blood was all over. And as soon as the blood of his sister was in front of him, his heart got softened. And he told her, "Show me what you're reading." And she told him, "No, you are not pure. You need to go and make a ghusl and come back to read." And he did that. He went to make ghusl and he came back and he recited the Quran, Surah Taha. And while he's reciting, his heart was getting soft and he came to the point that he said, "That is not magic. I believed in this." He became Muslim right away and he said, "Where is Muhammad?" And when he said that, Khabab ibn al-Arth, trying to help the sister of Umar and her husband to learn about the Quran, he came and told him, "The prayer of Prophet Muhammad got responded now because he was praying that you, either you or Abu Jahl, to become Muslims. And Allah chose you to be Muslim," and he took him to where Prophet Muhammad and the companions reciting and studying Islam. And when he arrived there, Prophet Muhammad and all the companions were terrified that Umar going to kill all of them, but Prophet Muhammad went and met him in the door and he asked him to, "When you're going to stop and when you're going to become, to say, and shahadu an la ilaha illallah and Muhammad Rasulullah." He said, "Yes, I am doing that right now." And with the Umar ibn al-Khattab to become Muslims, the weak Muslim get stronger and they felt strength. And before, just 3 days after that, also Hamza, who was the cousin, the uncle of the Prophet, became Muslim too. And it was after incident when Abu Jahl hurt seriously Prophet Muhammad and the blood came out of the Prophet Muhammad in front of everybody. And someone saw that happening, so the lady told, when Hamza was coming from a fishing or from a hunting trip, he told him, "Abu Jahl, hit your nephew." And he went straight to Abu Jahl and he hit him very hard and he told him, how you dare you hit my nephew who I am in his religion. And he said that just spontaneously, even without thinking about it. But Allah put Islam in his heart and he became Muslim too. So Umar ibn al-Khattab and Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib, very strong two men, that was a complete change in the time of the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he went inside for learning the Quran. Umar ibn al-Khattab told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "We are in the right and they are in the wrong. Why we are hiding? We should go and proclaim that publicly." And that's how Prophet Muhammad called Umar ibn al-Khattab al-Faruq, because he ended the time of secretly to publicly announcing the message. And the Muslims came out from their hiding place in two rows. in front of each row, one Umar ibn Khattab, one Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib. And he went around the Kaaba for the first time publicly announcing that Islam is not hidden secret anymore. And since that time, the Muslims started to pray around the Kaaba without fear. Although with all the difficulties from the disbelievers, but it's no longer secret. So Umar ibn Khattab and Hamza was the beginning of a very serious stage of fighting the disbelievers, or the believers, the best believers, they thought seriously, it's time now to kill Muhammad right away and to stop this. And they tried after several attempts with Abu Talib. And he told him, you see what your nephew is doing, and it's time for you to take a decision before we take a decision. So they warning him. And when that serious message came to Abu Talib, he delivered that message to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, if they put the sun in my right and they put the moon in my left, I will never give up this matter until Allah decided about it. Either I spread or I get killed with it. And he cried. So his uncle, Abu Talib, told him, my nephew, you go, you say what you wanted to say, I am behind you, I'm defending you. But that was a time to take a decision from all the immediate tribe of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they knew that his assassination is in the way. And this is the reason that they took a decision to gather all the tribe of Prophet Muhammad, Bani Hashim, and Abdul Manaf, and to take a decision that you want to put Prophet Muhammad in the middle of them and go out of Mecca and to live by themselves and to defend Muhammad from any assassination. And this will be the topic of next khutbah, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. So out of this situation and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions doing, so what we get, what's the kind of ethics that we can get out of it? Al-thabat, steadiness, staying firm, not to give up. You believe in something, so you stay firm in steadiness, way to deliver or to accomplish your goal. And this is what this ethic of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we're going to talk about briefly here. So the steadiness, that steadiness could come with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the steadiness not only physically, but also spiritually and all the way. So in the Quran al-Kareem, there's several ayah about how to stay steadiness and how to stay firm to what you believe in. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولما برزوا لجالوت وجنوده قالوا ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Always pray for Allah سبحانه وتعالى to make you firm to what's right. And this is also the prayer that you pray for yourself in the grave, that you stay firm in what you say to the two angels that you're going to ask you. Who is your Lord? Who is your Prophet? Who is your book? And the Muslim, the believers, are going to stay firm and they respond, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammadu Rasuli, Al-Quran, Kitabi, and even whatever, how eloquent the other people who are not believing, disbelievers, they will just say, ha, ha, ha. They cannot say anything, they are not steadfast, they are not concentrated on anything. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stay firm to the right and not to be deviated from it, regardless what would happen. Another ayah, وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Again, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep your foot firm and steady. Another ayah, إِذْ يَغْشِيكُمُ النَّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ وَيُنَزِّلْ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لِيُطَهِّرَكُم بِهِ وَيُذْهِبْ عَنْكُمْ رِجْسَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَرْبِطَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ بِهِ الْأَقْدَامَ. Again, ويثبت به الأقدام, to keep your foot firm to what you are in to believe. إذ يوحي ربك إلى الملائكة أني معكم فثبتوا الذين آمنوا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى asking the angel to make the believer firm and to support them. Another آية, وكل نقص عليك من أنباء الرسل ما نثبت به فؤادك وجاءك من في هذه الحق وموعظة وذكرى للمؤمنين. The stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrated in the Quran is to make the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam firm, steadiness in his message, and to make him strong, to give him example of what the previous messenger been through for him to stay firm and stay steadiness in his message. Another one, يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make firm that the believers by saying the firm words, the firm sayings. So you are not going to be hesitant when you say what you're supposed to say in the grave or in the hereafter. So this is all you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسُ مِنْ رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ لِيُثَبِّتِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهُدًى وَبُشَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Again, the قول الحق, Quran Kareem, لِيُثَبِّتَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, to make the believer firm, to stay firm in what they believe. وَلَوْلَا ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكُنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. Without the support and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will go astray. So always, always, never depend on yourself to say that I am going to do. No, with the help of Allah, I am going to stay firm. So always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you firm in what you believe. وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك. Again, لنثبت به فؤادك. Support your heart and your belief of what you did. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended the Quran not only once, but in several stages. So this is to make his heart firm and strong. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. Again, if you stay with Allah in the way of Allah, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will stay with you and make you firm, and you stay firm in what you believe is right. O Allah, help us to purify ourselves in body, mind, heart, and spirit. O Allah, do not let our hearts deviate from the truth now that we have been guided. But grant us mercy from your very presence, for you are the grantor of bounties without measure. My Lord, help me to perfect my prayer, and of my descendants, our Lord, accept this prayer. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and all believers until the day of judgment. Glory to Allah, Lord of Majesty, and honor, and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions. Praise to Allah, Lord of the creation. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa aqimu as-salah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah.